you when you held the first press conference
as
Tarom CEOs. How is your activity influenced by the board members that don't have any experience at all in the aviation industry?
Well, that's a good question. So of course the board has its role to play, and this role is I think a financial role. It's a role to do with a corporate governance, etc. So my role is more an operational role. I'm involved in the daily management of the company, which I'm trying to do as well as I can, and the board of course has a totally different role, which is probably normal. So we don't always have the same opinion, which is normal in life, but for the moment I try to do what I need to do in the interest of the company. That's all I can tell you.
Still diplomatic, who is actually running the company right now? Do you really hold executive powers at this very moment?
Well, I've seen in other jobs where I had more influence, that is true. The board has different committees which are overlooking different activities in the company. And indeed, my role is not as evident as it should be. That is true.
Why?
Because the board has its own management style in the company, and they have their prerogatives. That means they can do actually or influence things they think are important, and I'm really limited to daily management.
So, Mr. Heimann, is the board managing the company or is it yourself?
Well, that's, I would say it's both. It's both, but the board has a big influence.
No, Mr. Heimann, sorry, but can you tell us, does the board help you in your activities or does it hinder your efforts?
It depends on what you're talking about. In general, I don't have too much contacts with the board. I would say that it's a mixture. I cannot tell you that they help me or they don't help me. It is a different approach. My approach is, like I said earlier, daily management, which I'm doing, but the board has its own implication in the management as well.
Could you say that sometimes they get in the way?
We have different opinions. That is my best answer. We have different opinions. As you have been reading in the press, sometimes they preach things that I don't agree with, and that's it.
So what's the present relationship that you have now with Mr. Pascalino?
Well, we have a normal relationship.
Are you going to stay in charge of Tarom after November?
I wish I could stay.
So you have two more months.
Do you have a chance to remain after November?
It's not in my hands. I wish it was in my hands because, as I said earlier, this company has a big potential. I think there is a lot of possibilities for Tarom, and I wish I could lead Tarom to the next years. But it's not in my hands. I cannot decide on that. It will probably be a decision of the government, of the board, of the shareholders, all these people.
Do you have a conversation on with the new Minister of Transport?
Yes, I did. It was a very very nice conversation. I think the Minister is of course brand new or new in this business environment. For her it must be very difficult to understand the whole environment in the aviation business and especially in transport in general. But I had a very good conversation with her. I think it is somebody who thinks internationally, who's of course schooled in Brussels, who has a lot of experience in international activities, etc. So I felt very comfortable.
There is some decision in Tarom. I mean, you make a decision and the board make another decision, and this decision are against right. One each other. Can
yes.
You give us some.
Well, there are different examples, like your first question regarding the fleet. I don't think that we should change or sell the aircraft, while the board is of a different opinion. Also regarding commercial developments, the board often is of a different opinion than I am.
Like what?
Well, we think that we should start a long-haul operation, and the board is against it. That's an example.
In New York or Beijing?
Yeah.
Why is the board against it?
You should ask them. I don't know. Because for me, it is a logical step. We have an infrastructure. We have the possibility to long haul. There is a demand for long haul. So the question is, why can we not do it? Because I think that Romania and Bucharest is an ideal location on the map to go from the North countries to the Middle East, etc. So we could really do a lot of good developments in this area and become less dependent on other airlines, because the market is there, especially China, of course.
To give up some domestic flights for the winter program, was it your decision or the board's decision?
No, that was a decision from the management, due to the fact that during the winter we have very big problems in those regions. Due to snow, ice, fog, etc. And last year we had to cancel a lot of flights due to the fact that simply we couldn't land in different destinations domestically. Also, some airports didn't offer the facilities we needed for a safe operation. So at a certain time you have to choose, are you going to continue to fly and cancel a lot of flights and pay a lot of damages to your customers because you don't operate as you promised? So at a certain time you have to make a decision.
But
and
you changed your mind and reintroduced Suceava,
yes,
on the winter schedule, but the board does not agree.
No, there. No, I don't know if the board didn't agree. That is another subject. I had a conversation with the people from Suceava, and our big problem was that they didn't have the icing truck, and they didn't have some technical material or issues that we needed to have as a support. But now, in the meantime, they invested in those technical tools, and so the way is open to operate again. Now we're going to have to start selling. That's all for Suceava.
Mr. Marchek said a couple of days ago that everything's fine now at Aron, that you are working very well, I mean the executive with the board and so on. Do you agree?
Well, no, I don't agree, because as I said earlier, we have different opinions. So I'm an aviation person, and I see things different than the board does, which is often the case. But nevertheless, we need to work together, and I'm not against of working together, but I would like to have a sort of understanding for what I'm trying to do.
How could you expect for somebody to understand you if he doesn't have any aviation experience at all?
Well, they have been in the business. I think that some people have now had the chance to look at the business model. It has been, you know, they've been there a year, I believe, etc. So they probably start understanding the business. I think that Mr. Prunario has a better understanding because he's, of course, ex-astronaut. He's been in civil aviation, etc. So he has a better understanding. But that really goes more to the technical side of the business. Our operational side, our technical side. On the commercial side, it's totally different. We have some good commercial people, and I think we should let them run the show because it's their responsibility. And if they have a responsibility, they also have to have an authority. And if the commercial people want to go for a certain development, we should respect that.
Mr. Heitman, we know that the financial results in the past few months were good ones, but they're not being made public anymore. Why is that?
Because there is a board decision that the financial figures will be compilated by the board.
So for the, I don't know, the first time in many years, Aron is on profit, has good results, and the board decides not to make them public.
No, they will make it public, but it will be a common statement between the board and myself.
So what is your opinion? How do you see that decision?
Well, I regret that I cannot communicate in a more flexible way with the press, because I think there's nothing to hide. On the contrary, we're doing quite well. The trend of growth is there, although it's slow, but we like this month in August, last month, sorry, we exceeded the 203,000 passengers. The yields are improving, so the figures look good, really good. And the trend continues.
Okay, speaking of, let's say, communication issues, there's the information that the head of the communication office has been dismissed by the board.
Yes.
What is your...
Well, it's again a board derogative to do that, and I cannot stop them, but I have a different opinion. No, I have a different...
Why you cannot stop?
Because it's a board resolution that they wanted to stop the contract with the communication director.
Isn't that your prerogative?
Yeah.
No, because they issued their own... how you call it, reglementation or their own decision, and I have to respect that, although I don't agree, because I cannot answer you.
So in this very moment, the board is hiring and firing people in the company?
That is their derogative, yeah.
That's interesting. You are talking about good results, but then the board has complained that you are not implementing the business plan and you don't have any good.
Well, I cannot agree with this, because the results are getting better and better. Like I said, August is going to be a very, very good month. July was as well. The management plan is indeed being delayed, but simply because of the incredible bureaucracy that we have to go through and all the obstacles within the company. If I was running a private airline business, the plan would probably already be much further. But here, due to the laws, the bylaws, the implications of all the rules inside the company, they are slowing us down. It is nothing to do with us. It's simply the system that's slowing us down. I'm afraid I have to go, because there is a new panel going on.
One last question, please. You were talking as well about different opinions, yours and the board.
Yes.
What opinion matters the most, yours or the board?
At the end is the board.
Can I ask one more thing? The decision of the board is to sell the aircraft that can fly for long numbers.
The Airbus 310s, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Is to sell them? Is the board
sell them?
No, it's not a decision yet. And I don't want it to be a decision, because my philosophy is totally different. We have two good aircraft, Airbus 310, with the long-range capacity, and we should use them for another couple of years. I don't say for another 20 years, but for a couple of years, until they're completely amortized. Because we're going to do now a big maintenance of these aircraft, which brings them back to a really like a new state, and I don't see why we'd sell them if we can use them for long-haul destinations, for charters that we're going to do to Bangkok, charters we're going to do to Mombasa and all these destinations. And as long as we don't offer these aircraft in the market, of course, nobody's going to want them. But my ultimate wish is that we can commercialize them, to put them on the market.
But the board says they are expensive to do the maintenance.
And they are more than happens today, these days, that one of these aircraft has a problem on Antalya.
Yes, but aircraft are like cars, like other machinery. Of course, there are technical problems, but the whole art of this is to do a good maintenance, which we are doing. It's all certified. It's all done according to the book, so it's nothing to say. We always have a chance, of course, that something goes wrong, but then safety comes first, and the decision was to keep the aircraft on the ground and not to take any risk, which I think is normal. You don't take risks in aviation, and if you have a technical, you have to deal with it. And it's sometimes very uncomfortable for the passengers, because you have delays, and I think that's very bad. But what can you do? It happens all over the world.
What
No, it was inside of the flaps. You have a sort of spring with a metal piece, and the metal piece was ruptured, broken. So you have to replace it. No, but they have different committees, and these committees are actually, how can I say it? imposing themselves. Yes.
But you have a contract.
Yes.
And they are written there.
Yeah, but my contract is maybe not the best. Let me put it that way.
Do you ever feel so far any political influence or political pressure on your activity, on you personally, or among the members of the board?
Not from me, not from the politics, no. No.
Why is it on the board?
Yes.
What is your relationship with Mr. Maciek or Mr. Dimitri?
Well, we are speaking to each other, but not too often.
What did the board take the communication problems from you? I mean, when were you left out of this department? Like firing the head of the communication office?
That happened a couple of days ago.
So just a couple of days ago?
Yes.
Yes. And just after that, they dismissed the head of the office?
Yes. Yeah.
And you couldn't do anything?
Well, I simply don't agree, that's all.
Do you intend to open a lawsuit against Romanian government or against the board after you leave Tarom for all their decisions and all the prerogatives that were taken from you? Did you consider a legal?
No, I didn't consider that. No.
What do you think about Romania? Because before this, you don't know as much as now. What do you think about Romania and about our
It's very complicated, to be honest. I've been around the world, I've been working in different places, and here it's, of course, similar, but a bit more complicated than anywhere else.
Where else have you been, sir?
Hmm?
Where else have you been?
I was CEO of Albanian Airlines, I was CEO of GMG Airlines in Bangladesh, I worked in Holland, I worked in Paris, I worked in England.
How was Albania and Pakistan compared to Romania?
It was not Pakistan, it was Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
it was easier.
In Albania?
Yes, easier. The things were more clear.
But you don't work with the state, yeah? The government.
Yeah, it was. Although it was a flag carrier, like we mentioned earlier, it was controlled by private investors, so that makes it easier. Although in Luxembourg, where I was CEO for many years, it's also a state-owned company. It was also less complicated. I'm so sorry. I really have to go because they're waiting for me. Anyway, thank you so much for your questions.
Thank you.